Yo, what's up, Gen Z? Riley Hart here, your daily dose of reality served with a side of self-love. Because, let's be real, sometimes that's all we got in this chaotic world. We're diving deep into the land of self-care myths today, those sneaky lies they try to feed us about how to actually feel good. You know, the kind your Instagram influencer friend is preaching while sipping matcha lattes on a beach? Yeah, I'm calling them out. Self-care isn't just avocado toast and bubble baths, people. It's about getting real with ourselves and building habits that actually work for us in the real world. So buckle up, grab your iced coffee, or whatever your current coping mechanism is, because we're about to bust some serious myths wide open. First up, let's talk about this hustle culture BS. Ever feel like you have to be constantly grinding, achieving, and posting about it all? That's not self-care, fam. It's burnout on a platter. True self-care means knowing when to hit the brakes, recharge, and prioritize your mental health. Think of it this way. Your phone needs charging, so does your brain. Rest is not lazy, it's essential. Myth number two, self-care has to be expensive. Seriously? Do you think self-care is reserved for the 1%? Newsflash. It's about intention, not your bank account. A walk in the park, a hot shower, listening to your favorite playlist. These are all free ways to recharge and feel good. Stop comparing yourself to those filtered lives on Insta and remember, real happiness isn't a purchase. Next up, we gotta address the guilty pleasure myth. And remember, you know what I mean? Binge watching Netflix for hours, scrolling through TikTok till your eyes hurt. They tell you these things are bad for you, right? But guess what? It's okay to enjoy yourself. Life isn't about being perfect 24/7. Treat yourself occasionally, guilt-free. You deserve it. Just don't let those guilty pleasures become the only thing keeping you going. Okay, on to myth number four. Self-care is selfish. Are you kidding me? Care of yourself. Taking care of yourself is not a luxury, it's a necessity. When you prioritize your well-being, you're better equipped to show up for others, handle stress, and live a fulfilling life. Think about it this way. You can't pour from an empty cup. Self-care isn't selfish, it's strategic. Finally, let's debunk the biggest myth of all. Self-care is one size fits all. Forget those generic tips that everyone's throwing around. What works for your bestie might be a total disaster for you. Experiment. Find what genuinely makes you feel good. And don't be afraid to ditch the things that don't work. Self-care is personal. It's unique to you. Real talk. Remember that time you skipped lunch because you were too busy? Yeah, I get it. We've all been there. But guess what? You ended up more exhausted and unproductive than ever. That's not self-care. That's just plain stupid. So next time you feel the pressure to hustle nonstop, remember this. Your body and mind need fuel. Take a break. Grab a bite. Recharge those batteries. It's not selfish, it's strategic. Listen, I know life can be a whirlwind of deadlines, drama, and endless scrolling, but don't let anyone tell you that self-care is optional. It's non-negotiable. You deserve to feel good, both mentally and physically. And trust me, when you prioritize your well-being, everything else starts falling into place. So, ditch the myths, embrace the real deal, and remember, self-care isn't just a trend, it's a lifestyle. Now go out there and crush it, but don't forget to recharge along the way. And hey, if you feel like sharing your own self-care struggles or victories, hit me up on Instagram or TikTok. Let's keep this real talk going. Don't forget to follow, rate, and share this episode. Let's spread the self-care love.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.